everyone. Joel Yu here today with another episode of Expert Insights. Super excited to have the Chief Digital Officer at Finance of America with me today, Dan Cantanella. Dan, great to be with you, buddy.
Yeah, always great to be with you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
As Chief Digital Officer, under your responsibility has been driving a lot of the big initiatives that are important to what you guys call going all in on your customers, which you want to talk maybe before we get started here on some of the specifics that I know you're going to share with the audience today on how you guys have maximized your retention and loyalty and how you've continued to innovate and grow the business. But talk to us about your all in with customers in 2021. What does that mean to you guys?
Yeah, so Joe, it's a lot of focus on things that we've always believed in, a lot of focus on our customers and really creating that lifetime value, really believing in that relationship. We now really, with the introduction of servicing, a lot of our solicitation requirements really open the floodgates for us to really continue that lifetime value and that relationship with the customer way after the transaction. And it's really been a tremendous focus for everybody in our leadership team.
So when you started out the initiative around saying, hey, we're going to be really focused on this lifetime relationship with our customers. I think I've heard Bill say, you guys as a company are focused on helping people make better financial decisions across their lifetime, right? So as you started from that perspective, you know, what were the key things before you started investing in technology, before you started down the projects?
Yeah, a lot of it was around education. We had to really educate our entire organization really on what it means to first and foremost service our own loans, why it's important to retain a customer, what the opportunities could be for us to retain that customer through their lifetime. We ran some recent metrics, and you know, for every 100 customers, we believe about 30% of them will have one or more transactions within a 5-year span. So, I mean, that alone is just a tremendous opportunity there. So when you put it in perspective and say, if I can keep adding 100 more customers per year to my portfolio, that 30%, you know, it's almost like insurance. It keeps exponentially growing year over year. So really it was a lot around education. We did mandatory trainings for each of our mortgage advisors in our distributor retail channel. We put different accountability metrics together for them to understand where their recapture rates were, how they were retaining their customers. Scorecards metrics. We tried to gamify success so that distributor retail guys love to compete against each other.
So many organizations throw around, hey, we need to focus on customer experience. But then in theory, that sounds great. But what has always impressed me about you is the execution and the outcomes that you guys drive from saying, yeah, we're going to focus on our customer experience, but we're going to do it in a way that's going to drive that relationship and create loyalty with those customers.
That's right. And I think it's a mix of both, right? You got to give a fantastic customer experience or that customer is gone for you for the lifetime. So that's almost table stakes now, right? You got to make sure that you can transact with that customer through a superior experience and make sure that you're touching that customer multiple times, giving them, you know, great technology, giving them the right level of human interaction that everybody wants today, and make sure that customer is satisfied with that experience, but also making sure that you're aligning the right touch points after the transaction to keep in contact with the customer, stay in front of them through engaging opportunity and have meaningful conversations and touch points in the future.
So when you guys started down the path of saying, hey, we're really going to take this and make this happen and improve, not just grow the company, but obviously go all in with the customer, you carved out, and you and I had a brief conversation before, and I'd love for you to kind of share with the audience.
We basically cultivated a loyalty retention team, and that had a mix of executive leadership as well as different product owners within the organization that really continue to drive the day-to-day and make sure that we were progressing forward each step of the way. We have people from sales, from marketing, from operations even, making sure that we could create a streamlined process for them. We had specific retention, technology, data team members, anybody that we really needed to be able to execute on this and keep, you know, running forward. It was all about starting simple. And one of the benefits that we had is we already had our channels in the Total Expert platform. So everybody was already on a consistent framework, a single platform that they were already comfortable with utilizing on a day-to-day basis. If we were, you know, 3 years ago when we had, you know, six different CRMs in our environment, that this would have never worked. But we had that going for us, and we just started simple.
When you start looking at the results you guys have had, it's undeniable that the recipe worked. So talk us through that and what that looked like, because I know you were the mastermind.
Obviously, the Total Expert platform is at the core of all of this, and data to really fuel meaningful conversations and new opportunities for our advisors. So really, what does that mean? We kind of break it down into several buckets. One I would call kind of reactive or preventative or defensive measures. So things like a mortgage inquiry or a listing alert. So as those data insights come in, and customer goes and gets their mortgage inquiry pulled at another lender, that comes in as an insight. We use Total Expert's Journey platform to really start that process. And what that process looks like through that journey is we alert the LO, the mortgage advisor. As part of that alert, he gets a script to have with that customer. He gets the customer's phone number all in there. So whether he's on the road or sitting in front of his computer, he'll get that insight immediately and can initiate that conversation with the customer. We also have a small time delay, and then automated marketing will go outbound to that customer as well with content that's meaningful to that data insight. So we've automated that process. But one of the key things that we did as part of this effort, when it comes to accountability, we got to hold these guys accountable, at least somewhat, is we also forced them to get into the platform and really outcome how they made out with that insight. One, that helps us learn. We know what's working, what's not. Even if that customer doesn't move forward, we understand why that customer didn't move forward, so we can constantly improve the process. But that was a big change. When we launched the Total Expert platform, we've launched so much automation through the platform that these guys weren't necessarily regularly logging into the platform. But I think what you guys shown us on our last QBR is we're like the number one company of the amount of logins now. And that's mainly attributed to this effort. We're making progress month over month. The advisors themselves are starting to see the benefits. They understand that when they contribute to us being able to look at all of this data across the board, we can learn and we can constantly get better. But a lot of it's testimonials. A lot of it is gamifying, showing them the metrics on who's doing it the right way, what their recapture and retention rates are to their customers versus others who aren't. And that's meaningful when you stack up top producers against medium producers and low producers, and see those opportunities either slip through your fingers or, you know, you maximize them. And that's been, you know, a tremendous opportunity.
So it's basically showing that, hey, we're pulling these insights in, and if you take action on these things based on what we're delivering to you, it's going to mean you're closing more customers, that you're retaining more of your existing customers, which translates into new loans, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You've done a lot on the reactive side, meaning you're pulling in signals, a home going on the market, rates, those types of things. So that was where you started. So talk us through sort of the progression.
So now what we're looking at is a lot of what I would call prescriptive or behavioral insights. Things like we've recently launched a customer engagement tool that has both property search, home valuations, also has renovation calculators. So really the goal there is to start tracking engagement and intent. Sending signals back. So maybe somebody's playing around with the property search engine and they favorite five homes. Well, that customer's probably looking for a new home, right? There's a lot of buy-up opportunities now.
You're getting insights from that now, right?
Yeah. So insights are flowing back into the Total Expert platform, no different than, you know, a mortgage inquiry or a listing alert. We follow the exact same flow. Keep it simple, right? We're going to give a notification to our advisor. We're going to give them a script. We're going to send a outbound marketing campaign to the customer. So keeping it simple and really that's going to be our consistent flow, is just keeping it simple, keeping our advisors in a consistent workflow, so that they're just going to continue to get more and more insights into the platform, into their hands, so that they can have more meaningful conversations to surface new opportunities.
So, and you guys obviously heavily value the part that, you know, the relationship means, right? Like the human connection part is hugely important to you guys as an organization.
Absolutely. We look at our technology tools as a way for us to gain efficiencies and surface these opportunities to hand them to our advisors. But we think it's I said this multiple times, right? It's a relationship game. Relationships with the customers is what we're all about. And it's one of the reasons why we're not flowing these retention leads to a centralized call center group. We just don't believe that's the right model for the future. We give them to local advisors in local communities that have the relationships.
As rates potentially go up and we don't have as much refi activity on that past customer portfolio, How do the things that you've done with the data, the insights, the action, the orchestration of those things out to the field, how do those things serve you guys and Finance of America long term, really in any rate environment as things transition?
Yeah, so I mean, there's no doubt our industry is cyclical in nature, and the roller coaster will continue. But I think what we're really doing is setting up the framework and using this low rate environment as an opportunity to acquire as many customers as possible.
Yeah.
And really, in turn, it then turns into a machine to keep those customers. And every customer will have some level of opportunity. Maybe that's their next purchase. We're moving in the purchase market right now. Rates may shift up, but we still do believe it's going to be a pretty strong purchase market through the end of the year. But we believe this machine really isn't just about acquiring customers at low interest rates, but it's about maintaining those relationships and maintaining those customers.
Talk to us a little bit about the future and what's next and some of the other opportunities that you guys are looking at.
Yeah, so talk about a couple of things on our short-term roadmap. So we're looking at personalized targeting offerings. What that really means is we are taking the data out of Total Expert, running it through an analytics engine, and really creating individual offers, things like monthly savings or amount of equity that they may have in their home at this point, things like appreciation increases on their home, and different trends in their marketplace, and funneling those back into Total Expert, and creating not only insights for our advisors to have conversations, but also marketing material that gives them specific offers, savings, monthly savings, equity in their home, things of that nature that is personalized down to the individual customer level. So that's one thing that we're working on, and that should be out in the next 30 days here. So we're super excited about that. We're working on some of the life events that we touched on earlier, really creating those insights for our LOs to continue to have meaningful conversations. We're looking at some way to create loyalty rewards for our customers. So if you do one loan, you get 5 points. If you do two loans, you get 10. Some opportunity where they can cash in those rewards for a cheaper loan in the future, a better process, something. So we are talking about how we can kind of have loyalty points of sorts or rewards for our customers. And we're really a lot of focus on how we can continue to improve and kind of a streamlined process. So if we already have your information, we're also servicing your loan. How can we cut down documentation and needs so that when we need to bring you back for the next opportunity, we can make that as cheaper, easier, and faster
seamless.
For you.
Make it seamless, right?
As possible, yeah.
Dan Cantanella, Chief Digital Officer at Finance of America. Dan, thanks so much for sharing what you've been able to do under your leadership. Finance of America has made tremendous strides over this past year. I've just really enjoyed watching all the success, man. So, best wishes on the continued journey.
Thanks, Joe. Always appreciate the conversation and really appreciate the partnership Total Expert has shown to Finance America, and every level of our organization appreciates that. And remember, all in with the customer.
All in with the customer in 2021, guys. All right. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Joe.